So, today is Tuesday, March 24th, the 28th of Adar. Oh, do you guys know the OU does a lunch and learn for Rosh Chodesh, the Women's Initiative? And I'm going to be up on Thursday. I made a video for them. Okay, that's just a little plug for me.
What time is it?
I don't know. I'll see you in the email, but then it's always recorded and archived, so you don't have to watch it right
Right.
then.
Yeah, I have trouble with our archives for some reason.
Oh wow. Okay, I'll try to remember to let you know. Okay. So we are in the middle of Perek Yotet. It's a very long perek. I included, if you're looking at the source sheet, we're not going to get through everything in the Hebrew. I didn't include everything in the English. I just wanted you to see where the parshia ended, to have the integrity of the full thing. But we're going to stop in the middle. You're going to see it's a very weird transition to be in the same paragraph together. Okay, so last week we discussed David's excessive mourning for Avshalom, his son, and whether that was even permitted or not. And the poskim seemed to think that Avshalom was an exception since he was doing it out of his desires and impulsivity as opposed to trying to anger somebody or out of avodah zarah where it would be forbidden. This week we are going to see some really interesting things, and I found a beautiful Chafetz Chaim to end this year with that is so appropriate for these days that I'm really excited about. Okay, so let's start. Vayavo Yoav el HaMelech HaBayit. So Yoav, his like chief of army, right, comes to the king to his house. Vayomer, and he said, I'm going to try to read this dramatically. Hovashta hayom et pnei kol avadecha. Hamemaltim et nafshecha, hayom ve'et nefesh banecha uvnotecha, ve'nefesh nashecha, ve'nefesh pilag shecha. Okay, you have shamed today all your servants who have saved your lives, the lives of your sons and daughters, the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines. La'ava et son'echa, ve'lisno et ohavecha. Ki higadet hayom, ki ein lecha sarim ve'avadim, ki yadati hayom, ki lu Avshalom chai ve kulanu hayom metim, ki az yashar be'enecha. By loving those that hate you and hating those that love you, for on this day you have declared that you regard neither princes nor servants, since I perceive today that if Avshalom had lived and we all had died today, that would have been proper in your eyes. Chet ve'ata kum, tse v'daber al lev avadecha, ki ba'shem nishbati, ki ein enach yotzei, Im yalin ish itcha halayla vera'a lecha zot mikol hara'a asher ba'alecha minorecha ad ata. And now arise, go out, and speak to the heart of your servants, for I swear by the Lord that if you do not go forth, not one man will remain with you tonight. Now this will be worse for you than all the misfortune that has befallen you from your youth until now. Okay, so Rav Bazak says, based on other incidences that we've had with Yoav, that he thinks that the narrator here is really pro-Yoav in this moment, that he's doing the right thing. And Deborah, you had emailed me something about Yoav last week, about how, what did you say? Do you want to say it?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but it was really beautiful how Yoav is always, he was one who did what?
Hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
So he was one who, when David wanted to kill Elisheva's husband in at the front lines of
Oh,
war,
Abigail's, or was it? Oh, Bathsheba.
Bathsheba, sorry.
Yeah.
And Yoav took those orders from David and he followed them and he was the perfect soldier in that he did not question it. Didn't use his own morality. He just did what he was told. And yet, here he's actually using his own personal sense of what is right to tell the king what to do.
Right. But in both cases, he's doing what's best for the king. Like he's very strategic, you know? Like what he, yeah. So it's very, yeah, his loyalty is very interesting.
It's rather brave for him to do this. I
Yeah.
mean, the king could have gotten very angry with him. But I
Right.
think the case, there's one other piece in here where the king is being berated and the king just takes it. That, of course, is the prophet Nathan.
Right.
He tells him that what he did with Bathsheba's husband. And David takes it. So Yoav has to obviously understands that he can berate him and David will still be objective about it.
Right. So we'll see that David does take this advice and he works on it, but we're also going to see, spoiler alert, that he demotes Yoav and he promotes someone else. So there are consequences for him, but it is definitely the right thing to do. Okay, let's go to the Malbim. We're going to do Vav through Zion in the Malbim, page 2 on your thing. Hasha'elot. So here's a question. Masha katav li sno et ohavecha. When Yoav says to hate those who love you, halolo amar David rak she'ohev et avshalom, lo she'sone et ohavav. David never said he hated those who love him. He just said he loved Avshalom. V'lo amar she'amar le'sarim ba'avadim, and he didn't say anything about the officers and the servants. She'irotze she'kulam mitu, that he would want them all to be dead. Ki lo ratza rak she'ichyu et Avshalom. All he wanted was that Avshalom should live. K'mo she'katav le'etli lenar, just like he said, please be gentle with the young man. V'haya yachol le'tafso chayim, and they could have captured him alive. Okay, so those are his questions. Now his answers. Hovashta hayom, you have shame today. Amar lo shehovish hayom pnei avadav halochmim ba'ado mi'arbat stadim. So he has shamed today the face of his servants that fought with him from four aspects. Aleph, shebe'emet haya Avshalom mevakesh et nafsho v'nefesh banav v'nashav. Now this is interesting because this whole time the Malbim has been saying that David never thought Avshalom was out to kill him. But what the Malbim is saying, that Yoav is saying, is that David, you were naive. That the truth is that Avshalom did seek to kill him and his children and his wives. Shehaya horeg et aviv ve'et achav uma'ane et neshav. Like he would have killed his father and his brothers and torture his wives, kedei sheyakum b'machoto, in order that he would become the king. K'mo shehechel v'ina pilag she'avid, just like he started to do that by torturing the concubines of his father. Okay, so we see evidence that that Avshalom had no shame in doing whatever it took for him to get king, and he absolutely would have killed David and his wives. Ve'im kein avadecha hem hamimaltim et nafshecha hayom vet nefesh banecha. And therefore, your servants who have saved your soul and the soul of your sons, ve'ech te'atzev al mitato, how can you be sad on his death? She'im haya chai, because if you were alive, hayita ata v'kol beitecha tamid b'sakana, you and your entire household would have been in constant danger. Ve'harguhu lahatzil otcha kadin rodef. And they killed Avshalom in order to save you, like the law of the rodef, the one who's chasing somebody to kill him, and you can kill him first. Okay, and then Pasuk Zayin is Bet, the second reason. She'af im tomar shelo ratza lehargecha, rak litfos malchut levad. And even if you want to say that he didn't want to kill you, he just wanted to capture the kingship only. Halo asaze be'ezrat oivecha. He did that, he would have accomplished that with the help of your enemies. V'im haya nishar b'chayim v'tamale ratzona, hayine savel la'ava et sonecha v'lisno et ohavecha. And if he would have remained alive and fulfilled his will, it would have been turned around to love your enemies and to hate those who love you. Ki az haya nokem be'ohavei hamelech shelachmu ito, because then he would have sought revenge against those who were loyal to the king and fought with him. Umagdil et oivav, and he would have elevated his enemies. Gimel, the third aspect, shegam im ze tov be'necha mitzad avatcha le'binecha, even if that would be good in your eyes from the aspect of the love for your son, hamelech ra'ui lahashkif b'inyan kazeh al sarav ve'avadav shehem amudei malchuto. A king can't be personal. The king needs to view the matter and how it affects his ministers and his servants, that they are the pillars of his kingship. V'lo yachos al ahavat banav, and he can't have mercy for the sake of the love of his son. Ki inyanei hamalucha v'haklal yakar be'enei hamalachim. Because the matters of the kingship and the general population, that's what should be dear in the eyes of the kings. Yoter mi'inyanei beitam ve'inyaneihem hapratim. More so than the matters of their household and their own personal details. Ve'im kein, and if this is so, higar tayom Ki ein lecha sarim ve'avadim. You have said today that you don't have ministers and servants. Ad shetabit al inyanei bincha. To the extent that you're only concerned with the matters of your son, yoter mi'inyanei haklal, more than the matters of the general population. And the final reason, halo im hayachai, if he would have lived, hayta hamilchama nimshachet ad she'achad yinatzeach behachrach. The war would have continued until somebody would have decisively had a victory. Ve'im kein, and if this is so, gilita da'atcha, you have revealed your mindset on this. Ki tov yoter bi'einacha shehiya hu chai, that it's better in your eyes that he would have lived, ve'anachnu meitim, and we would have died. Achar she'ra be'anacha ma shenitzachnu anachnu. And it's bad in your eyes the fact that we had the victory. V'kulanu chayim v'hu meit tachtenu. And we're all alive and he died in place of us. Okay.
Benel has a couple comments too about this.
Okay, go ahead.
With regard to the sons, it was unfair to the children because it seemed to look like he was more in favor of the son who was disloyal to him than the children who were loyal to him.
Exactly.
That was unfair to the children. He also has a comment about Pilak Shim by being disregarding the collection, it gave seemed to give tacit approval to what Avshalom had done to the collection by being so distraught over his son's death.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, Pasuk Tet, we'll read alone. Vayakam hamelech vayasha b'sha'ar. So the king indeed listened to Yoav. He got up and he sat at the gate. L'chol ha'am higiru lemor. And all of the nation was saying, Hine hamelech yoshev b'sha'ar. Behold, the king is sitting at the gate. Vayavol kol ha'am lifnei hamelech. And the entire nation came before the king. V'Yisrael nas ish le'ohalav. And Yisrael, who were the people who, I think it might transition here, Yisrael to actually Yisrael, or it could be, I think it's still talking about Avshalom's people. They fled each one to his tent. Okay, so let's look at the Malbim on that. So it starts with, I brought in a Matsudat David. You can, I changed my format a little so that I didn't have to keep repeating the Malvim since I'm mostly using the Malvim. When I brought in somebody else, I put him indented so that you would see the continuation of the Malvim. If anybody has any comments on the format, if it's confusing, whatever, you can let me know. Okay. Higidu, haro'im oto yoshe b'shar. So those who saw him sitting at the grate are the ones who said, Ve'yavol kol ha'am, ba'alir ot panav, they came to see his face. V'Yisrael, otam shehayu im Avshalom. Right. So Yisrael here is not referring to the 10 tribes, but rather those who were still fighting with Avshalom. It's going to get confusing because we're going to see the split in this parak is no longer going to be between Avshalom and Yehuda, but it's going to be Yehuda and the 10 tribes. Okay, so now the Malbim on Pasuk Tet. Yisrael nas ish le'ohalo. And Israel fled each one to his tent. Amar zeh shenit, because we saw it last week, earlier in the parak. Kehotza'a alma sheyisaper achareza. This is in advice to what was told after this. Sheheya kol ha'am nadun lehashiv et hamelech. We're going to see soon that the entire nation is trying to decide whether to return the king to kingship, David. Because remember, David's not even in his palace right now. He's still wherever he fled to with when he was fighting Avshalom. Rak al yidei shenasu ish le'ohalav hayo kitzon mefuzarot be'en mekabetotam. Just that they fled, each one to his tent, they were like spread out sheep and there was nobody to gather them. Okay, that's going to be important. So it's sort of like a panic, and there's no shepherd, there's no one leading them, and everybody's off doing their own thing. Okay, back to the Psukim. Yud and Yud Aleph. Vehi kol ha'am nadun b'kol shivtei Yisrael le'mor. And this is what the Malbi mentioned. The entire nation was, where Rashi explains that nadun, which is sort of like debating, Rashi explains they're arguing with each other. B'kol shivtei Yisrael, and all of the tribes of Israel, Lemor saying, Hamelech hitzilanu mikaf oivenu. The king is the one who saved us from the hand of our enemies. Vehu melatanu mikaf plishtim. And he saved us from the plishtim. Ve'ata barach min ha'aretz me'al Avshalom. and now he has fled from the land because of Absalom. Rav Bazak says you can understand this in two different ways. You could either understand it as like, he's been so great to us and now he's no longer here, we need to bring him back. Or you could understand it as, he's been so great to us and look, he fled. That's sort of like how you could see the debate. Like either they're trying to come up with arguments why they should bring the king back and why he's worthy to be brought back. Or that he's, on the one hand, this, on the other hand, this. So it's not really clear from the pasuk according to Rav Bazak what it's saying. So Yod Aleph, V'Avshalom asher mishachnu aleinu, and Avshalom, who was anointed over us, meets b'milchama, he died in the war. V'ata, and now, lama atam mecharishim lahashiva tamach. And now, why are you being silent to return the king? Does anybody remember when we talked a long, long time ago about this word, lehachrish, to be silent? Acheresh is a mute person, and lehachrish is to cause him to be mute. We saw it with Shaul. He was silent when he was first anointed king in that like public ceremony of the lottery with Shmuel the Navi. And a bunch of people didn't think he could be the king, and they derided him, and Shaul was silent. So it's very parallel situations of silence in the face of kingship. So let's go to the commentaries. Yud in the Malbim. Vehi kol ha'am nadun, and all the nation was arguing according to Rashi. It's saying that this is what they were all saying to each other. Hamelech hitzilanu, the king saved us. Amru hagam im haya Avshalom chai, haya ze tashlumei ra tachatov. Even if Avshalom were still alive, we would still not be treating David fairly. We would be paying him bad underneath the good that he did for us. Shehu hitzilanu miyad oivenu, because he saved us from our enemies. Vegam sichlut gedola. And this is also a great stupidity. Achar she'al yado noshalanu, because it was by his hand, David's hand, that we were saved. Lo al yadei Avshalom. Avshalom never did anything to save us. Ve'ech yivrachu mipanav. And how could he have fled from his face? Meaning, I think they're regretting their previous actions, according to Malbim. Yod Aleph, biprat ata asher ve'Avshalom meit b'machana, and especially now that Avshalom died in the war, Ein acher tov mimenu, there's no one better than David. V'im kein ve'ata lama atam machrishim. And so why are we being silent? Let's bring him back. So Malbim seems to be interpreting it all as positive, that he fled because of Avshalom, and here Avshalom never did anything for us, and David did all this stuff for us, so let's bring him back. Okay, so now we are going to do Yud Bet through Yud Bet through Yud Dalet. Okay. So, V'hamelech David shalach el tzadok ve'el Avyatar ha'kohanim. So he sent to, we've been seeing these guys a lot, Tzadok and Avyatar the kohanim, lemor, saying, Dabru el ziknei Yehuda. Okay, now this is interesting. So Rav Bazak comments that until this point, In the previous two psukim, we're working on uniting all of Bnei Yisrael together. And it really looks like all of Bnei Yisrael is coming to a decision that to return David to the kingship. But now David is turning to focus on his own Shevet Yehuda. And something Rav Bazak has been saying throughout is that one of the differences in kingship between Shaul and David is that Shaul really gave favors, showed favoritism towards Binyamin. And Binyamin appreciated that, but the rest of the Bnei Yisrael probably didn't. David has been trying to be very even-handed, which may have caused some of the strife. He never showed any favors to Yehuda, his Shevet. And that, if you remember when Avshalom was stealing hearts, that was one of the things that we said, that Avshalom said, David's not going to show you any favoritism, even though you're related to him. And this was a way that he was able to gain power, because he promised all of Yehuda, which is always the most powerful Shevet, that they would have all the power if Avshalom became the king. So here, David is doing something he's never done before, and he's appealing directly to his own Shevet, Yehuda, and he's calling on Tzadok and Aviatar, who, of course, they're Kohanim, so they're not from Yehuda, but he's calling on them to speak to the elders of Yehuda. Okay, the Malbim's going to focus on that. Lemor saying, Lama tiyu acharonim lehashiv et hamelech el beito? Why are you, Yehuda, going to be the last to return the king to his house? Udvar kol Yisrael ba el hamelech el beito. And the word of all of Israel, while the talk of all Israel has come to the king to return him to his house. So he's saying, all the rest of the tribes have come to terms with them and want to return me to my house, David. Why are you guys not doing it? Sorry. Okay. Not so pretty on video. Okay. So now Yod Gimel. Achai Atem, you are my brothers. Atami Ubisari Atem, you're my bone and my flesh. Vilamatiu acharonim lahashiv atamach. And why will you be the last to return the king? Okay, so notice the first one said El Beito, and this one didn't say El Beito about returning the king. Yodalid Vila Amasa Tomru, and to Amasa you will say, Hallo Atami Ubisariata, behold, you are my bone and my flesh. Ko ya'aseli elokim, v'ko yosif im lo sar tzavatia lifnei kol hayamim tachat Yoav. Okay. You are so shall God do to me, and even more, if you shall not be appointed captain of the host before me, continually in Yoav's stead. Okay, and we're going to read two more psukim, 15 and 16. Vayat et levav kol ish Yehuda ki ish echad v'yishlechu el hamelech shuv ata v'kol avadecha. And he swayed the heart of all of the men of Yehuda as the heart of one man, and they sent to the king, return you with all your servants. Tetzayin v'yashav hamelech v'yavo ad ha'yarden v'yehuda ba ha'gilgala lelechet likrat hamelech la'avir et hamelech et ha'yarden. And the king returned, and he came to the Jordan, and Yehuda came to Gilgal to go towards the king and to lead the king across the Jordan. Okay, so this tactic succeeds. The Didima noticed what happened here. Yoav wasn't even mentioned, and Amasa was promoted. Amasa was the military chief of...
Avshalom.
What?
Amasa was Avshalom's...
Exactly, general. So this, you could say, is a brilliant strategic move to unite his own Shevet. And if you remember, they're all related, right? We talked about how the civil war between Yehuda through Avshalom, and how Amasa, I forgot if he's the same relation.
With David's nephew.
Right, and Yoav was David's cousin? I don't remember.
Nephew.
Yeah, maybe also the same relation, right. So that's what happened there. So there's not a lot of commentary on that for some reason, but we're going to read the commentary that we have. Okay, we have a little bit. Okay, so Yud Bet. No, what are we on? Yeah, Yud Bet. Okay, so beginning with the Ralbag. Udvar kol Yisrael ba el hamelech el beito. So the word of all of Israel came to the king and to his household. Ratzon lomar shekol Yisrael hiskimu sheyashuv hamelech el beito. So all of Israel, and I think this is the transition where Israel becomes the other Shvatim. So they all agreed to return the king to his house. Okay, now Malvim's questions. Hasheilot, lama kafal v'lama tiyo achronim. Why did David say twice, why will you be the last ones? V'tzchila amar lehashiv et hamelech el beito. And the first time he said to return the king to his house. V'achar kach amar lehashiv et hamelech. And the second time he didn't mention the house. He just said to return the king. V'eich amar v'davar kol Yisrael bar ba. And how could he have said, the word of all of Israel has come, which really wasn't the truth. We saw that they were arguing. Okay, v'hamelech, ratzon lomar, hagam shekein dibru kol Yisrael v'David yada kol zot, ki kulam shleimim ito. So all of Israel was talking, and David knew all of this, that they were all complete with him. Lo haya mi sheyotziza el hapol. The thing was, so all of Israel seems to have come to terms with bringing David back as king, but what's the matter? There's nobody to actualize this. Achar shenasu ish lohalo v'nidachim mufuzarim. After everyone fled to their own houses, completely random and spread out. V'ra'a David shetzarich shazkenim ham yasu atzah. And David saw that it was necessary that the elders would be the one to help him unite everybody. V'ziknei Yehuda b'rosh, and the elders of Yehuda at the head. V'achareihem kol adam yimashech. And after them, all the people would be drawn. V'lechein shalach et ziknei Yehuda le'mor lamatiyu achronim. And that's why he sent the elders of Yehuda to say, why will you be the last? Ritzon lomar ki hayat zarich. That is to say, it was necessary, A, lehashiva tamelch, to return the king, haynu lehashivo lemachuto, to make him the king again, and bet, lehashiva tamelch el beitoli Yerushalayim. And secondly, to return the king to his house, to Jerusalem. V'tchila yomru, ki ilu yichletu sheda'at ziknei Yehuda shaveh im da'at kol Yisrael, lehashiv atamelch lemachuto. So, in the beginning, they said it as if they had decided that the mindset of the elders of Yehuda was the same as the mindset of all of Israel, to return the king to his kingship. V'yitvakhu imam ad shelo yu rishonim b'inyan ze, lehashiv et hamelech al beito. And what they're arguing about is why they weren't the first in this matter to return the king to his king. So it's a little bit strategic here that David is sending out a presumptive message that everyone wants to bring the king back, and the only thing under debate right now is why Yehuda isn't the first to do so. You see how he's kind of switching the thing. Okay. Shebezet tzarich sheitz uziknei Yehuda likrato. And that's what it's necessary to have the elders of Yehuda to call out. V'devar kol Yisrael ba el hamelech. The word of all of Israel came to the king. Shekvar no dalo davar kol Yisrael kulam pe echad sheyashuv lemachuto. So it was already known to him that the word of all of Israel was united in one mouth to return him to his kingship. V'im kein lachem hamishpat lahashivu el beito. And therefore it's up to you, Yehuda, the judgment, to return him to his house. Yud Gimel, v'im tashivu ki atem incham matzkimim gam al zeh sheyashuv lemachuto. And if you return him, because you're not all in agreement on this, that he should go back to being the king, ba'asher tira'u she'anish ziknei Yehuda shamar dubo, and the only reason why you wouldn't want him to become king is because those who rebelled against him, who had joined Avshalom, are afraid that they're going to be punished. Alzeh hishiv, on this he answered, Achai atem, atzami ubesari atem. You are my brothers, you're my bone and my flesh. Lo tira'u me'onesh. Don't be afraid of a punishment. Ki atem achai hamelech ubnei shivto. Because you are the brethren of the king and the children of his tribe. V'lametiyu achronim la'ashivat hamelech. And why should you be last to return the king? Ritzon lomar, lametiyah haskamatan al hashavat hamalchut achrona. Why should your agreement on returning the king be last? V'haya mechokhmato, and this was David's brilliance, shehitzchil ledaber imam al hashavat hamelech el beito, that he began by talking about returning the king to his house. Shemachlit she'en safek be'enav sherotzim b'machoto, because he's showing that there's no doubt in his eyes that of course they want him to be king, it's just a matter of returning him to his house. V'atzad ha'sheni shelo yirtzu lehashivo l'machuto. And the second aspect, that maybe they don't want him to be king at all, Amru b'sof devarav, he said at the end of his words, ki'ilu hu davar rachok be'enav, as if that's totally far from his eyes and really not a possibility right now. And of course they all want to make him king, it's just a matter of bringing him back to Yerushalayim. Okay, and then of course, when we see those words, atzami u'besari, we had to be reminded of Lavan, because this is what Lavan says to Yaakov. And he says, you can stay here because you're related to me. So I wonder, I don't know, like, if what it's trying to say. I couldn't find any real commentary comparing these two cases of David saying it to the members of his tribe and Laban saying it to Yaakov, but I just had to put it in there. If anybody thinks of anything, feel free to chime in. Okay, and then we're going to continue with the Malbim, and then we're going to go back with the Chafetz Chaim to this whole thing about returning the king to his kingship and household. Ule Amasa, Basher Husar Hatzava, since he was the minister of the army, Hivtiach lo Shia Tachet Yoav. He promised him that he would be in place of Yoav, Shiratza la'aviro al shaharaget Avshalom, because he wanted to promote him he wanted to get rid of Yoav since he killed Avshalom. Okay? Page. Yeah. Oh, you mean like as a. Oh, interesting. Is that. Does somebody say that or you just thought of that? the Malbim? That's what he meant. Okay. Okay, it seems from the other commentaries we'll see that he just wants to get rid of him. So, Radak, I thought this was interesting in Yud Dalet. If you go back, it says Chomru, but it's just Taf Mem Reshavav. Chaser Aleph, it's missing an Aleph. V'chein Asher Yomrucha Lemizma. And he doesn't seem to think it's a problem and it shows up other places. Okay, and then he says Tachet Yoav. He sanna David at Yoav. So he uses stronger language. David hates Yoav. Al Shaharaget Avshalom, because he killed Avshalom. V'ratzal Hasiro. And he wants to remove him, so he won't be the minister of the army. So that's where it's much stronger language. The Ralbag, Imlo Sartzava Tia Lefanai Kol Hayamim Tachat Yoav, Yidmesh Asadza David Kadeshalo Yirami Menu Amasa. It appears that David did this because he doesn't want Amasa to be afraid of him. Pen Yaniat Lev Ishehuda Meal David, lest he. Because maybe he's afraid that Amasa will somehow influence the heart of Yehuda against David. Or ulai hitpael alzeh kitzatz hitpaalut keneged Yoav. Or maybe he did this a little bit against Yoav. This might agree with the deputy as opposed to the actual removal. Bavur hadvarim hakashim she'amar lo al bichuto al Avshalom, because of all the harsh things he said to him when he was crying about Avshalom. Oh, if Shargamkin shesofer lo ki Yoav avar al mitzvato laharog et Avshalom, or maybe avuro is an avera, Yoav transgressed against his command to kill Avshalom. So it's interesting the range of opinions here, everything from making him a deputy to unite the Yehuda, or to completely removing Yoav out of David's hatred for him and replacing him with Amasa. Okay. I'm here. Wait, go ahead, Joe.
On David's deathbed, Shlomo was told to get rid of Yoav. He doesn't mention this incident. He doesn't mention that one of the things is because he wants to get rid of Yoav because of what he did to Avshalom. Doesn't mention it at all.
Yeah, it is interesting. And as Rat Hashem, we will get to that at some point.
I'm surprised that there is not one sympathetic comment about David losing his son.
The Malbim.
Nobody says anything at all.
Right. The Malbim sort of addresses it that in terms of his responsibility as the king, he really can't.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But you would think, I mean, this is only commentary.
Right.
Somebody could.
Yeah.
The son was spearheading a revolution.
I understand.
Yeah.
But still, after his death, you know, to at least understand why he would mourn him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just mourn the son, but mourn the son he could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody.
I feel like everyone is concerned about why David didn't return instantly, immediately. I mean, is there a length of time that David did not return?
Well, remember, David didn't go out to war with them, right? He stayed back.
Well, he was hiding, right?
Yeah. And now it's still, even though Avshalom is dead, he still has all of his people, and it's not clear. So he's like, so that's why he's focusing on uniting Yehuda, because that's really where it has to come from, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so even though Avshalom is dead, he's still out there hiding.
Yeah.
Well, he's in grief. He's in mourning.
Right. He's in mourning. He's in grief. Also,
a lot of Avshalom's supporters came from Shevet
Yehuda. Yeah.
Including the elders.
And I think from their perspective, they had anointed Avshalom. So it's almost like David has been deposed. So David's waiting for another way for him to become the king, almost, like from these people. Okay, so now we're going to read this really amazing Chafetz Chaim that I'm so glad that I found. So I should have looked where exactly it's from. It's from Kavod Shamayim Per Gimel. So Chafetz Chaim wrote a lot of books. His Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKagan HaKohen. I may have just said that in the wrong order, but that's his full name. He died in the late 19th century. You can actually, if you Google him, you can read his obituary in the New York Times from that time. You know, this little rabbi from Rzin, Poland, which is pretty cool to think that he had that much acclaim to make it in the New York Times. Not that we should judge based on secular acclaim. So the Chafetz Chaim, in case you didn't know, is the same person as the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote those. Those are his two most famous books. So this is from a different book, I think. No, it must be, I don't know. I think it's in the Chafetz Chaim, the section of Kavod Shemayim. I'm totally embarrassing myself to tell you I've never learned these halachot. Okay, inside. Anyway, we are going to learn some right now, and it's really inspiring and beautiful, and keep in mind these days. Okay, Kriyat L'Shmirat HaLashon. So it's a call to guard your tongue, not to do Lashon Hara. V'tikun tshuva l'mi shenichshal b'zeh. And here's the fixing of the repentance for somebody who fails in this. Od amarnu le'orver le'inyan nachutz ma'od be'avodat Hashem. So we have said something to awaken in this very important matter in the service of God. I think that's what the ayin hey is, avodat Hashem. Hine katuv b'shmuel bet yud tet. So that's our parak where it's written. Hamelch David shalach el tzadok ve'el avyatar ha'kohanim. The King David sent to Tzadok and Aviatar the Kohanim, the Gomer, etc. Dabru el Ziknei Yehuda, speak to the elders of Yehuda Lemor, saying, Lama tiyu achronim lahashiv et hamelech al beito. Why will you be the last to return the king to his house? V'katuv acharav, and it's written after that, shebemamar hazeh, that with this statement, hitu et levav ish Yehuda ki ish echad, he swayed the men of Yehuda to be one man. Vishlechu el hamelech, shuv ata v'kol avadecha. And they sent to the king, return you and all of your servants. Okay? V'hine ha-she'ela hazot, she'sha'al David. And behold, this question that David asked, shayachet gam aleinu, is also appropriate to us. Hine yadua behavtiach hakadosh baruch hu shelo yikanes bebeit hamikdash shamala ad sheasu Yisrael beit hamikdash shamata. Behold, it is known that Hashem promised that He would not enter the upper temple, the higher, the heavenly temple, until Israel would make a lower earthly temple. Be'im kain kol zman she'ein anu mitaknim et ma'asenu. And if this is so, the entire time that we are not fixing our actions, v'lo yuchal beit hamikdash lihibanot, and the earthly beis hamikdash cannot be built, memela ein hakadosh baruch hu yachol likanes bebeit mikdasho shamala. In and of itself, Hashem is not able to enter into the heavenly beit hamikdash. V'imkein hasheela hachamura hazo tasuv gam aleinu. And therefore, this very weighty question surrounds also us. Madua niya achronim lahashiv et hamelech malach malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu el beito. Why will we be the last ones to return God of all, the King of all kings, into his house? Hagam shesof kol sof ba'al korchenu. Yitukan hadavar, even though at the end of it all, against our will, the whole thing will be fixed, right? Mashiach is going to come whether we've prepared for it or not, whether it's for good or for bad. Avalam niachronim, but why should we be the last? Ve'al kol yom ve'yom she'anu mitrashlim, And every day that we speak Lashon Hara, that we gossip, Tipol HaSheila Gamaleinu, this question falls also on us. Ve'al kein, and therefore, Nizdarez Gamanachnu Kulanu, we should all, with alacrity, all of us, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, each and every one, La'akor Sinat Chinam Ve'avon Lashon Hara Mi'itanu. We need to uproot baseless hatred and the sin of gossip from among us. Umemela Yeshuv HaMelech Tekef El Beito. And then the king will immediately return to his house. V'kol echad she'maher l'taken hadavar, and each one that hurries to fix this thing, yizke zchutz gedola, will merit a great merit. V'al kein achai v'ra'ai, and therefore my brother and my loved ones, nekayim na ma she'amar hakatuv v'sof Malachi, let us establish what is written at the end of Malachi. I'm going to read it to you in English. Az nidbaru yirei Hashem ish al re'ehu. Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the continuation of the pasuk said, and the Lord listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared the Lord and who took heed of his name. Dehainu l'taken, that is to fix, ma shekilkanu ad akshav, that which we had destroyed until now. V'lizaher mikan v'lahaba, and to be careful from here on out. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, based on what we just learned in Shmuel Bet, that we shouldn't be the last to return the king as well. And the fix right now is uprooting baseless hatred and not saying Lashon Hara. And Hashem has given us this amazing opportunity because nothing's happening. There's no Lashon Hara to talk about. So I think it's a really easy time for us to really work on these midos, where we're all davening for each other every day, all the time, and nothing's happening to say Lashon Hara about. So please, God, we will be the first to return the king to his palace, to his home. Okay.